אנחנו לומדים את הפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה.
We're learning the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah in the writings of Bala Sola. We're continuing in item 6.
כן, בבקשה.
אות ו, פתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה.
Item 6, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. These four above discernments are the ten sefirot discerned in each emanation and each creature, both in the whole, which are the four worlds, and even in the smallest part in reality.
Bechina
Aleph, the first phase, is called Chochmah, or the world of Atzilut. Bechina Bet is called Bina, or the world of Bria. Bechina Gimel is called Tiferet, or the world of Yetzira. And Bechina Dalet is called Malchut, or the world of Asiya. Let us explain the four Bechinot applied in each soul. When the soul extends from Ein Sof and comes into the world of Atzilut, it is Bechina Aleph of the soul. There, it is still not discerned by that name, since the name Neshama, soul, implies that there is some difference between it and the emanator. And that through that difference, it departed Ein Sof and has been revealed as its own authority. But as long as it does not have a form of a kli, a vessel, there is nothing to distinguish it from his self, to merit its own name. You already know that Bechina Aleph of the vessel is not considered a vessel at all, and is entirely annulled in the light. This is the meaning of what is said about the world of Atzilut, and it is complete godliness, as in he, his life, and his self are one. Even the souls of all living creatures, while traversing the world of Atzilut, are regarded as still adhered to his self.
That's how he describes to us the order of the worlds and also the upper world, which is the world of Atzilut. Before the world of Atzilut, we have the world of Ein Sof, which includes everything. There are no distinctions in there. It's simply the source of all the worlds below it. But the world that exists below the world of Ein Sof is the world of Atzilut, the upper world. It's called Atzilut, emanation from the word Etzlo, that which he emanated close to him, and he has the roots for all that exists below it. I don't see any questions for now, so we're going to go forward.
PT2. Rav, he writes that the four bechinot, the four discernments, are in the collective and in each and every individual.
Yes, the individual and the collective are equal. We have a law in spirituality according to the structure, the general structure, and the individual structure are contain the same parts. And we can't see, but the forces and the laws that operate within the collective and the individual, but they are also equal.
Are we supposed to see this? Are we supposed to discern these four discernments in every individual or in the whole?
Of course. And the more we advance, the more we'll identify them, detect them, come close to them, learn them, and discover them inside of us.
Rav, what's special about the world of Atzilut?
It's the first world from which point the created beings begin to exist. Although the created beings in the world of Atzilut are still on that level in complete adhesion with the Creator. Moscow 1.
Ну, в принципе, уже ответили. Вот если мы говорим о пути снизу вверх.
Actually answered, but If we're talking about the path from below upwards, what is the meaning of one part in the ten being in the world of Atzilut?
Anyone who climbs to the world of Atzilut is included, incorporated in the Creator fully. Let's go forward. I don't see any questions.
Item 7. This above mentioned, B'china Bet, the second discernment, rules in the world of Bria, the Kli, the vessel of the desire to bestow. Hence, when the soul cascades into the world of Bria and achieves the Kli that exists there, it is regarded as Neshama. This means that it has already separated from his self and merits its own name, Neshama. Yet, this is a very pure and fine Kli, as it is in equivalence of form with the emanator. For this reason, it is regarded as complete spirituality.
Again,
item 7. This above mentioned, B'china Bet, rules in the world of Bria, the Kli, the vessel of the desire to bestow. Hence, when the soul cascades into the world of Bria and achieves the Kli that exists there, it is regarded as a Neshama. This means that it has already separated from his self and merits its own name, Neshama. Yet, this is a very pure and fine Kli, as it is in equivalence of form with the emanator. For this reason, it is regarded as complete spirituality.
Meaning, in the world of Bria, we can discern, we can distinguish between the light and the vessel, between the Creator and the created being. The created being is already displaying differences from the Creator. And we can call this state the world of Bria. As he writes, that it is regarded, it is separated from itself and merits its own name, Neshama. Separated from the Creator. As it was an adhesion in the world of Atzilut, and it comes to merit its own name, Neshama. That's why the world of Bria is the world of Neshamot, the souls, meaning desires to receive that are out of adhesion, how to say, out of complete, total, whole, adhesion, but there's already a difference between them and the Creator. The difference is nevertheless not great. It's like the difference between Bina and Keter. Our Bina is entirely to bestow, except it doesn't have the forces to bestow, and Keter has all the forces, all the power to bestow, but it can resemble it. So, on the one hand, this vessel, Adam, his soul, when it descends from Atzilut to Bria, it leaves this complete adhesion that it had in Atzilut, but it still did not separate completely from the Creator, since it is an equivalence of form, where it also wants completely to bestow, but bestow in order to bestow, as we learn, not to receive in order to bestow.
Ah, אין שאלות. בסדר. טוב.
No questions. Okay. Ita 3.
Sì, grazie, Rav. Quindi la qualità di dazione si sviluppa specificamente in B'china Bet.
So the quality of giving develops only in B'china Bet. Before that, it didn't exist.
Before
the soul reaches the degree of Bria, degree of Binah. It doesn't actually have a desire to bestow that controls it. And when it comes from the world of Binah to the world of Atzilut, then even her will to receive can work in order to bestow. We will learn about it. For now, he's just giving us general definitions.
Rav, where does the desire to resemble the Creator come from?
From the Creator.
From Keter?
From where do all the desires come from?
This means it comes from Keter?
Yeah, everything is included in the Keter.
And also from the Keter comes the desire to do good to the creatures, and also that the created being will resemble the Creator?
Yes, both the will to bestow and the will to receive. Everything is included in Keter, and it expands and comes out, each desire under its own authority, from the Keter down below. But the Keter includes everything.
Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you very much, Rav. Neshama, a soul, is something that comes after the system is ready. Then it goes through the system and acquires.
Neshama is a divine part from above. It's the extent to which we can connect from below up in our, as we climb from this world upwards, meaning to leave the will to receive as much as possible and rise above it towards the will to bestow, then we come to a state where we can use all of our desires to bestow. Not to bestow in practice, but just to want to bestow. That means that we are in the world of Bria. We lack the forces to bestow, but we have the desire to bestow. And then we climb to the degree of Atzilut, which is to receive in order to bestow.
Merkaz one. Merkaz echad.
Shalom lekulam.
Hello everyone. To continue what was just said, what does it mean that the soul cascades? Just said that the soul rises from the Briyat to Atzilut. So what does it mean that it's cascading? It comes down?
The vessel the Creator created, the will to receive, as we learn about it from four phases of direct light. Similarly, this vessel cascades down and comes to us through all the degrees until it reaches a state where it completely disconnects, detaches from the Creator. And then you can say that it exists in this world. We read about it. And then our work is to rise, to climb back up from this world to Ein Sof. And that's what we're starting to do right now.
So this stage is only the creation of the worlds, and meaning coming down is what's done. It's not what we're doing now.
We are now all the way down, and we are learning about how to climb up. But in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we are learning about how the Creator created the will to receive, and how He's bringing it down to the level of this world.
PT-19. Yes, Rav. Yesterday we learned about the four phases of direct light, and today too, he actually explains to us about the same four phases, but it's a different place. So there's it's synchronized somehow, or not to relate to that?
There are four discernments, four phases in the desire created. It's called the four phases of direct light. There is still no reaction from the desire. In those four phases of direct light, there appears Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase that feels that it receives, and through the reception it feels who is it receiving from, that it's opposite from the one who is filling her. She cannot agree with the fact that she is receiving, because it's the disparity of form. That's why it creates a restriction, and from the restriction on, they begin to develop the world. It's a special system in which the will to receive tries each time more and more, as much as possible, to maintain itself in equivalence of form with the upper light, but it is unable to do it because the upper light is pressuring it constantly. So it turns out that the will to receive deteriorates, and it discovers more and more that it is in reception. It is not able to equalize itself with the desire to bestow of the Creator. And this creates for us the system of degrees called the worlds, Patsufim, and Sfirot, until they come to the lowest state where the will to receive is, reaches its final form, materializes in its final form, and we say it's in this world.
And from here, basically, the development of the Creator Being begins?
From here, the will to receive begins to develop again, but it begins to develop now according to its equivalence with the desire to bestow. And there are many discernments in it that we'll learn about.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Rav, I have this question that really torments me. Bria resembles when Eve comes before man, before Adam.
Not now. Let's wait. Patiently, and you'll get everything by yourself. I can do it now.
Item 8. The above mentioned, Bchina Gimel, rules in the world of Yetzirah, containing a little bit of the form of the will to receive. Hence, when the soul cascades into the world of Yetzirah and achieves that kli, it emerges from the spirituality of the neshama and is then called ruach. This is because here its kli is already mingled with some aviut, some coarseness, meaning the little bit of will to receive that is in it. Yet, it is still considered spiritual, because this measure of coarseness is insufficient to completely separate it from his self and merit the name body, which stands in its own right.
Again,
item 8. The above mentioned, Bchina Gimel, rules in the world of Yetzirah, containing a little bit of the form of the will to receive. Hence, when the soul cascades into the world of Yetzirah and achieves that vessel, that kli, it emerges from the spirituality of the neshama and is then called ruach. This is because here its kli is already mingled with some coarseness, some aviyut, meaning a little bit of the will to receive that is in it. Yet, it is still considered spiritual, because this measure of coarseness is insufficient to completely separate it from his self and merit the name body, which stands in its own right. Thank you, teacher. What's the difference between the world Yetzirah and Bria in quality?
The difference is that in Bria we don't feel the will to receive, only the will to bestow. Consequently, only the light of Chasadim is in control there, whereas in Yetzira, the will to receive is in control to some extent, a small extent. Therefore, there is a little bit of light of Chasadim, and there's still a little bit of the illumination of Chokhmah mixed in with it, if possible. But that's what he says, meaning a little bit of the will to receive that is in it. It's if where there is a will to receive, there cannot be anything spiritual there. But so it is still considered spiritual because this measure of aviyut, of coarseness, is insufficient to completely separate it from his self, from the Creator, and merit the name body, which stands in its own right. Meaning, it is still considered to belong to the soul. Because the body means there is no trace of the will to bestow in it. Wait.
Thank you, Rob. I understand that this cascading of this of worlds is building the will to receive. But in item 8, in the world of Yetzirah, it gets a little bit of you, the coarseness. So what is the what is causing the separation from Atzilut to the world of Berea, if it's not the will to receive, or is it?
Look, in all of creation, except for the Creator, in all those degrees, you find the will to receive. Except the difference is how much the upper light works on the will to receive and neutralizes it, corrects it, adapts it to the will to bestow. But the will to receive exists in all those degrees, in all the states, with the exception of the Creator Himself. That's why also in the world of Atzilut, you find the will to receive, but it's completely corrected in order to bestow. In the world of Bria, there is less of a correction on the will to receive, and that's why it's already in bestowing in order to bestow. In the world of Yetzira, even less than that. And the world of Asiya, even less than that. And below the world of Asiya, the force of bestowal disappears completely, and it means that we are here in this world. And even in this world, there are several degrees, as you can see. We are still in this world, and there are other people who are completely in this world. And so on and so forth.
Moscow 6.
Рав, доброе утро. Вопрос на десятки. Бальсулам сравнивает миры с Ацмуто.
Rav, good morning. Baal HaSulam compares the worlds with the Tzmuto. Why does he do that? Something that's not attained. How can you?
The will to bestow, that the complete will to bestow, 100%, is the Creator. So we check and measure relative to it,
это כל המדרגות.
All the degrees.
אין לנו אפשרות אחרת.
We have no other way of doing it. How can you check? What will you compare it to? What will you take as a benchmark against which you can start to measure things? On the one hand, you have a desire to bestow of the Creator. On the other hand, you have the desire to receive of the creature. And between them, between these two points, you have all of creation.
Николаев, Сочи.
Можете немножко вот по терминологии. То есть вот в седьмом пункте сказано, что
With regarding to the terminology, in item 7, it says that the soul cascades into the world of Briya, achieves the Kli that exists there, and then it is regarded as a Neshama. That's also, in Russian, we say Neshama. Then it says that it's separated from herself and merits its own name, Neshama. In item 8, it says that the Kli remains spiritual, meaning neshama, but it's not yet enough to completely distinguish from himself and to be called a body, which stands in its own right. Meaning the moment it completely moves on to the will to receive, then it is called body, there's no more soul. It's just not clear in Russian how one is connected to the other. The neshama and the soul.
Thank you for allowing me to respond.
So,
neshama, soul, is the will to receive that has the intention to bestow. Whereby that it resembles the Creator to some extent. But the name of the soul is when it, because it comes in order to bestow, and the force to bestow, the will to receive begins to receive when it rises from this world through the world of Asiya and Itzira to the world of Briya. You can say that it is in the degree of neshama, that it is bestowing on the one hand. On the other hand, the world of Briya is below the world of Atzilut. It's called Briya from the word bar, meaning outside of the degree of Atzilut. Because Atzilut is entirely like the Creator. It's bestow, receive in order to bestow, bestow in order to bestow, everything. Whereas a vessel that has its will to receive and all the screens in the world of Briya receives the light from above that are enough for it to just be above the will to receive and not to use the will to his desire in reception in order to bestow. This is only in the world of Atzilut. That's where he gets the power to do it. When he goes to the world of Briya, he receives the ability to only bestow in order to bestow. Well, there are other degrees there, but we'll talk about it.
Rehovot.
Rehovot.
Thank you, Rav. Is there a clear limit between the worlds, just like there is a membrane between cells?
Of course, because it speaks of the desire and the correction of the desire. Next Amit.
Item 9. Chinat Daled, the fourth phase, rules in the world of Asiya, which is the complete Kli of the big will to receive. Hence, it obtains a completely separated and distinguished body from his self, which stands in its own right. The light in it is called Nefesh, indicating that the light is motionless, in and of itself. You should know that there is not a single element in reality that is not comprised of the whole Abiya. Again, item 9. Bchinat Daled rules in the world of Asiya, which is the complete Kli of the big will to receive. Hence, it obtains a completely separated and distinguished body from itself, which stands in its own right. The light in it is called Nefesh, indicating that the light is motionless in and of itself. You should know that there is not a single element in reality that is not comprised of the whole Abila, Abia, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Thank you, Rav, for the question, the opportunity to ask a question again. In this world, this term doesn't mean only this spiritual world, but rather this spiritual world. So there is no force of a spirit.
If you say this world, are you talking about the bodies or the soul? If you're speaking of the spiritual force, meaning the soul, then it does not exist on the level of this world. If you're speaking about the bodies in this world, you see the bodies, that's us.
So this world, we can say it's kind of a...
Well,
it's a degree from which we begin to grow.
It's like some kind of an illusion?
An illusion. That's why it's called an imaginary world. Later we'll be able to detect it better, to acquire certain discernments. When we begin to emerge a little bit from this world, we can also begin to define this world. Wait and see.
Item 10. Thus, you find that this nefesh, the light of life that is dressed in the body, extends from his very self, existence from existence. As it traverses the four worlds of Abiyah, it becomes increasingly distant from the light of his face, until it comes into its designated kli, called guf, body. This is considered that the Kli has completed its desirable form. And even if the light in it has so diminished that its origin becomes undetectable through engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker, one purifies one's Kli, called Guf, until it becomes worthy of receiving the great abundance in the full measure included in the thought of creation when he created it. This is why Rabbi Hananya ben Akashya said, the Creator wished to cleanse Israel, hence he gave them plentiful Torah and Mitzvot. Again, item 10. Thus you find that this nefesh, the light of life that is dressed in the body, extends from his very self, existence from existence. As it traverses the four worlds of Biyah, it becomes increasingly distant from the light of his face, until it comes into its designated kli, called guf, body. This is considered that the Kli has completed its desirable form. And even if the light in it has so diminished that its origin becomes undetectable through engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker, one purifies one's Kli, called Guf, until it becomes worthy of receiving the great abundance in the full measure included in the thought of creation when he created it. This is why Rabbi Hananya ben Akashya said, the Creator wished to cleanse Israel, hence he gave them plentiful Torah and Mitzvot.
No questions. Okay, I'll read it again. Thus, you find that this nefesh, what is it? The light of life that is dressed in the body, still in Ensof, extends from his very self, Atzmuto, existence for existence, as it traverses the four worlds, Abia, Tzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, it becomes increasingly distant as it comes down from the light of his face. That's the meaning of descending down the four worlds. It loses its value, its intensity, its power. Who is, what is it? It's the vessel with the light in it. And as it descends more and more, it loses its intensity, its value, its power, until it comes into a designated clique called Guf, body. It's not our body, but it's just called this way. This is considered that the clique has completed its desirable form, meaning it's the will to receive that appeared in its true form. And even if the light in it, in this vessel, has so diminished that its origin becomes undetectable, where it's coming from, this light, still, through the engagement in Torah and Mitzvot, which is what we're trying to do, in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker, the Creator, then this vessel becomes purified. One purifies his vessel called Guf until it becomes worthy of receiving the great abundance in the full measure included in the thought of creation when he created it. And this is why Rabbi Hanania ben Akashia said the Creator wished to cleanse Israel, hence he gave them plentiful Torah and Mitzvot. Meaning, through these actions called mitzvot, commandments, actions of bestowal, they'll be able to purify their vessel, to cleanse it, the will to receive. So, although it will continue to grow, it will grow with the intention to bestow. Okay?
Latin 1.
Rob, si me permite dos preguntas. La primera pregunta es, ¿por qué dice que la...
We have two questions. The first is, why is it written that the light diminishes? What is the meaning of the light diminishing? Because the way I understand it, the light doesn't change.
The light doesn't change, but the vessel does. So the light that shines through the vessels, we say that it changes and it diminishes. It all depends on the vessels.
Yes.
May I ask one more question? The question is by a friend. What is the meaning of man cleansing the body? What does that mean?
That he corrects his will to receive. So instead of receiving, it will become a bestower. This is the meaning of making the will to receive purer, closer to the light. More questions? None.
Nikolaev, Sochi.
Здесь написано, находим, что свет нефеш, являющийся светом жизни,
it says here that we find that the light of Nefesh is the light of life that is clothed in the body and comes directly from his essence. Where does it come from, the light of Nefesh? In the beginning there was only light of Chasadim and Chochmah.
All the vessels emanate from the Creator. And they're all included in the one upper force. All the lights, I'm sorry, emanated from the Emanator, and they're included in the lights of Ensof, and all the lights of Naran Chai in all the worlds, they come from the light of Ensof. And the vessel, the will to receive, according to the equivalence with the upper light, makes itself a vessel for the revelation of the light, and then the light can appear from its infinite source and appear in the vessel according to the equivalence of form with the vessel. And we see that the light is revealed in this way.
Can we say that that light of Nefesh, according to its name, the light of life, he emphasizes, Allah Sulam, that it's more important? Is there a grading between the lights? The light of Nefesh is more important than the light of Chumah?
No. I don't want to get confused together with you. Don't be smart. Read what's written and try not to turn it into some philosophy. Okay, just wait a little bit. Latin 8.
La pregunta es, ¿por qué es que se dice que en Bechinat Dalet la luz en sí es
innata? Why it is it said that in Bechinat Dalet, in the fourth phase, the light is motionless? Sounds as if the light is doesn't move, that it's like as if it's dead. How can we understand this if this is called the light of Nefesh or the light of life?
You are right. The light doesn't actually move. There is no motion in the light. Motion, movement, means that there is a desire to do something in the light, to perform something, a change from how things were into what they are. But there's no movement in the light. It's only the desire to bestow in all directions, to all places, to all desires. That's why we say that the upper light is in absolute rest. It has nothing more than one desire, to bestow to everyone as much as possible. All the changes are in the vessels. Hence, we need to change our vessels, and through that we'll discover changes in the light. And so everything depends only on the vessels. So what we are learning about is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. How do we change the reception of the lights by changing the vessels?
Beseder.
Gracias, Rab.
Gracias. Tov. PT 22.
Yesterday I heard that the transition between the chinot is not a diminution of light. So what's the difference between the traversing between the different discernment, the different phases and the worlds?
I can't say. There are differences, big and small. Here we learn that the differences between the worlds are substantial differences. There it's Bchina Dalet, then Gimel, then Bet. But it's a little bit the same way between the degrees, the Sfirot, within the Partsuf. So we'll learn about it, but each world has Partsufim, 10 Partsufim. Inside each of the 10 Partsufim you have 10 Sfirot, and so on, so forth. Everything is graded on basis of 10. So you have more substantial divisions and or less substantial ones.
And in the phases, there is no such thing from, it's not a diminution of light from 1 to 4?
Bchina means avchana, discernment. If you speak about the four phases of direct light, we only have general discernments there. Later, regarding each state or everything you're talking about, you can say that bchina, that aspect, in Hebrew from the word a certain discernment, or where you discern something special about it. And that's why the word of bchina, discernment, you can ascribe it to anything.
Что означает свет, который настолько мал, что не ощущается?
What does it mean, the light that is so small that you don't find, you don't feel its origin? How can we depict this?
Just like us. Do I know where I got my light of life, or the light of attainment, or light of feeling? What I'm feeling right now, where is it coming from? Maybe you know, you can tell me. That means that we cannot detect the source. But gradually we'll begin to locate it through the 10 from the Creator.
Piti 13.
You talked about the relation between the light and the desire to receive that determines its place in the worlds. Is it the same regarding the Sfirot, that every Sfira is actually the relation between the light and the will to receive of it?
Correct. Correct. Both the Sfirot and the worlds differ between them according to the level of the desire, the screen, the light, meaning the character of the desire that wishes to resemble the Creator.
Ashkelon 2.
Rav, in the world of Asiya, Bchinat Dalet, the rules, that's what item 9 says. My question is, what's the difference between the fourth phase of the, what's this Bchinat Dalet of the fourth phases and Bchinat Dalet of the world of Asiya, when it says it stands on its own right?
Four phases or four discernments of direct light is the revelation of the will to receive that the Creator has created. And these discernments get emanated through the influence of the light. And outside of these discernments that come out directly with the light from the Creator, all the rest come out after the restriction. And they come out and they are revealed by the created being who's restricting his will to receive and adding a screen and reflected light and wishes to adapt itself as much as possible more and more to the upper light. And when he cannot adapt itself to the upper light, something happens there, either a form of shattering or other things that we'll learn about. But for the time being, we can see that from the Creator, we get the discernments of Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled, or 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five discernments in total. And these five discernments will later, after the restriction and the decision to resemble the Creator, then the desire that exists in Bchinat Dalet, in the fourth discernment, discovers itself as existing in five worlds. In trying to resemble the Creator, it elicits five worlds from the word ha'alama, concealment. So it conceals its will to receive, and it tries to be in bestowal as much as possible. And so from these five phases or discernments of direct light, we get five worlds. Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Yitzira, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. And this world is the last degree in the world of Asiya. That's it.
Can I ask about existence from existence?
What about it?
This term, existence from existence and from absence.
Existence from existence comes from the Creator. Existence from absence comes from the created being. That's it. Because the created being did not exist before and is now being formed. And existence from existence is refers to the Creator who is always there.
Good morning. How is it possible that Malchut rises to Binah when on the way it goes through Zeranpin, if the world of Yetzira and Zeranpin are the light of Chasadim in the illumination of Chochmah? A created being has no ability to receive in order to bestow yet. Is it skipping to Binah?
No. We're going to learn about it. It's a question is correct. It's being asked a lot, and we're going to scrutinize it.
Hebrew Eser.
In item 10, you explained that the body is not our body, but it's written twice, body, in the item 10. Is there a difference between these two bodies?
Even 10 times, if it's written. They're not speaking of animals in the wisdom of Kabbalah. You understand? Our world is called the imaginary world because we imagine it inside the world to receive in order to receive. And in the wisdom of Kabbalah, everything is speaking of bestowal. Hence, we're not speaking about our bodies and what's happening in our bodies. For that, you can go see a doctor or a vet and whatever you want.
The question is about the diminution of the worlds. Can we say that there exists the freedom of choice there?
Yes, in all the spiritual worlds, the creature can exist only according to the degree of its freedom of choice.
Rav, a correct and complete action of bestowing contentment to the Maker in the Ten raises us till the world of Atzilut, or do we rise one world by a time?
We're climbing world by world from our world to the world of Ensof.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот он здесь описывал нисхождение, да, по ступеням миров, а потом пишет.
Yes, dear Raf. He describes here the cascading according to the degrees and the worlds, and then he writes that in order to realize the plan of creation, we get the Torah and Mitzvot as a means. What is that system of the Torah and Mitzvot that suddenly appears? What is that system?
Good question. From above down, we now have a cascading down, or descending of the lights and the vessels, and they construct the degrees. Then accordingly, these degrees, each and every degree is desired to receive with the screen that's riding on top of it. Well, the restriction in the screen and the light that can exist inside this world to receive according to its equivalence with that vessel, I mean, according to the degree of the screen. Then it's called the descent of the degrees from above down to this world. When the soul, meaning the will to receive inside a person, inside of men, when a man feels he wishes to attain spirituality, godliness, if a person yearns for it, then according to his yearning, he awakens the upper light that influences him. It awakens the upper light that influences him, and accordingly, his will to receive changes. And the changes that a person acquires through the changing of his desire, his intentions, they invoke certain lights. When these lights make it to a person, they are called Torah, from the word Ot, light. And the actions that we do in order to invite these lights, when we wish to reach, in order to bestow connection, something above the level of our desire, these actions are called mitzvot, commandments. That is why the attainment of the Creator, the correction of creation, all of it happens through Torah and mitzvot. The upper light that works on a man is called Torah, and the person who needs to to make correct use of his will to receive, to adjust it, to adapt it to the Creator. You say that he's performing a mitzvah, a commandment. It's from the word tzivui, commandment. It's what the Creator expects us to do, and by that to reach adhesion with him. That's why everything we're doing, whatever we're doing, we're using Torah and mitzvot. We have a preparation for it. It's called, I've created the evil inclination, Creator created the will to receive, and shattered it in the shattering of Adam HaRishon, and we have these broken vessels, and we, from within those broken vessels, we need to assemble them correctly. So we are working on the broken vessels in order to connect above them as much as possible. We turn to the light to correct us, and for the light to fill us. So the light that corrects us is called the correction of creation, and the light that fills us and takes us up the steps, the degrees, is called the light of the purpose of creation. And here, in this way, we advance, we make progress. That's why, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the work in Torah and Mitzvot is called the correction of the will to receive in order to bestow. That's it. And we're not talking about actions in your hands and feet, the way there are people who claim that this is how you perform Torah and Mitzvot, how you keep Torah and Mitzvot. Rather, the true correction is in correcting the desire and receiving inside the desire the upper light, the revelation of the Creator.
That's it. Получается просто, что как будто бы вот в этом пространстве разбитых хилим появляется какое-то.
It turns out that it's in the same space of these broken vessels, the representatives of the upper world comes.
No, it's a system that works this way, and we activate it. It's the connection. Torah and Mitzvot is the ladder that connects us with the upper source, with the Creator. And when we raise our requests, our deficiencies, our exertions upwards, then in return we receive light to help us from above down. That's it. And there are lights who correct small desires, big desires, and they fill them accordingly. Everything exists in the light of Ein Sof that divides into Taryag 613 lights, called 600 lights of Torah, Olchin Deoraita. And these lights are there to correct the corresponding will to receive. That's why we are made of 613 broken desires, and through the 613 lights, we need to correct the 613 broken desires until they will all be in order to bestow. That is it.
China.
Hello, Waf. Didi asking, is it correct to understand the soul? Wait, I turned this off. The soul perceives nefesh in Asiya. Understand that the bestow from Creator will never change and create a new desire to receive. That is to understand the Creator's mind.
I don't know.
Let me tell you differently. When we rise to the world of Asiya, we acquire
Shoresh.
Correction on the discernment of Shoresh, the root. And we receive the light that fills the corrected vessel in the, on the level of Nefesh. Light of Nefesh. We climb to the world of Yetzirah. We receive the correction on the discernment number one of the will to receive Aleph. Then it's filled with the light called Ruach. And we attain what exists in the world of Yetzirah. Then we receive light and we can correct ourselves on the level of Bina, the second discernment in the world to receive, Bet. And then the light that we receive in the corrected vessels in order to bestow is called the light of Neshama. Then we correct it on the fourth discernment of the world to receive and we acquire the upper light and the degree of the world of Atzilut, the light of Chochmah. Well, there are additional discernments and subtleties, but for now, for the time being, this is how you can talk about it. Okay? Where are we?
Item 11.
Ken.
Item 11. Now you can understand the real difference between spirituality and corporeality. Anything that contains a complete desire to receive in all its aspects, which is Bchina Daled, the fourth phase, is considered corporeal. This is what exists in all the elements of reality before us in this world. Conversely, anything above this great measure of the desire to receive is considered spirituality. These are the worlds of Abiyah, which are above this world. They and the whole of reality within them. Now you can see that the whole issue of ascents and descents described in the upper worlds does not relate to an imaginary place, but only to the four Bechinot in the will to receive. The farther it is from Bechina Daled, the higher it is considered to be. And conversely, the closer it is to Bechina Daled, the lower it is considered to be. Again, item 11. Now you can understand the real difference between spirituality and corporeality. Anything that contains a complete desire to receive in all its aspects, which is Bchina Daled, is considered corporeal. This is what exists in all the elements of reality before us in this world. Conversely, anything above this great measure of desire to receive is considered spirituality. These are the worlds Abiyah, Atzilut Briya Yetzira Asiya, which are above this world, they and the whole reality within them. Now you can see that the whole issue of ascents and descents described in the upper worlds does not relate to an imaginary place, but only to the four Bchinot in the will to receive. The farther it is from Bchina Daled, the higher it is considered to be. And conversely, the closer it is to Bchina Daled, the lower it is considered to be.
Okay. Okay. I think this is clear to us.
Item
12 we won't read because there's immediately an explanation about it in item 13 and so on and so forth. It's seemingly a new topic. We have Africa, please.
Est-ce que on peut dire que tous les désirs que nous ressentons est la conséquence de leur total détachement de la lumière?
Can we say that all the desires that we feel are as a result of the complete disconnection between them and the light?
Of course. The more we approach the light,
The
more we enter good results, then the farther away we are, the worse the results that we get. We were in the initial state, our pre-developmental stage, and now we're all entering the state of spiritual development. All of us, us and the world. This is called the last generation. And that's why we'll have to tie ourselves to this development and see how resembling this development we get the good life, and if not, the opposite gives us the bad life. And we'll talk about the rest in the next lesson.
So first of all, we have a recommended exercise from the daily Kabbalah lesson to scrutinize and to measure in what way is the intensity and the style of connection between us different between today and yesterday? And how aimed are we to the Creator? In addition, it is recommended to keep a diary and to write the new discernments you have. Schedule for today. 10, we're going to have the world program with Rav Lightman. 10:35, we have a writer's meeting until 11:35. Let's sing a song.
Bishte kotsim gadol, korer ni bekol, tfilat alev el amarom. עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר
עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים